Unit 32. Extract 1. Answer the questions using the prompts in your book. 1.
Why has he gone into town?
He's gone into town to visit a museum.
2.
Why has she gone to Paris?
She's gone to Paris to negotiate a contract.
3.
Why is he in New York?
He's in New York to sign a contract.
4.
Why did he meet Jenny?
He met Jenny to talk about a design.
5.
Why did she contact the company?
She contacted the company to make an application.
Extract 2. Tim is on the telephone to Mary.
Yes, I've only just got back in. I think the thieves were disturbed by my neighbour. He heard a noise and at first he took no notice. Then he came downstairs. He saw them going out the back with all the stuff. He didn't see them driving off, so we don't know what the car or van was like.
What was stolen?
Well, the laptop was taken and some money. They also stole some ornaments. Quite a lot of damage was done.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm afraid so. The window was smashed, the lock on the door was broken with a hammer, and the study door was kicked in.
You poor thing.
Well, yes. The police have been phoned. They were contacted by Mr. Timpson after he phoned me.
Shall I come round?
Yes, do. I'll see if I can patch things up a bit here.
Extract 3. Answer the questions using the prompts in your book. 1.
Did he stay in the meeting?
No, he left the office instead.
2.
Did he meet Mary?
No, he went home instead.
3.
Did the thieves open the door with a key?
No, they smashed the door instead.
4.
Did his neighbor contact the police?
No, he rang Tim instead.
5.
Did Tim go to work the next day?
No, he cleared up the flat instead.
Extract 4. Listen and respond to the statements using the instructions in your book. 1.
The front door is smashed.
I thought you said the study door was smashed.
2.
There's a lot of damage.
I thought you said there wasn't much damage.
3.
I'll get a drink.
I thought you said you'd make a cup of tea.
4.
Harry works alone.
I thought you said he had an accomplice.
5.
It looks like poor evidence.
I thought you said it looked like good evidence.
6.
I'll take some fingerprints.
I thought you said you'd take some photos.